Okay, say is Daf Kuf Aleph. We are on Daf Kuf Aleph. So, the Mishnah is now going to be talking about irregular doors. Basically, these are doors that are not attached to the frame normally, and they're just sort of like jammed in, they're hung there or something like that, they're not attached to the frame, so you're going to have a problem with Nira Kibona. When it comes to a regular door, open, close a regular door, that's not an issue of Bona, even though you're closing the wall, you're closing off the house, and that's the Derech Hashmisha. But these are not, these walls are a little different in that they're just sort of hung there in places that are not typically used. So the first, the Mishnah says, Hadela Sheba Mukze. The door, this is a door to the backyard, right? Rashi says, Rachavash Acharei Abayis. This is a little, it's a area in the backyard. Mishum Hachi Nakatla, why is it written here? Mishum She'ein Mishtamshin Batadir. You don't use it typically. Ve'ein Malabayis Koshish La La Sosla Delas Tluya Karoi Vekvua. About, since it's not usually done, the owner doesn't really, again, the doors those days are different than doors nowadays. Nowadays, everything's on a hinge, and everything's got a hasp, and everything's got a bolt or something. Here, they didn't have it, they just was just to close it off. So he doesn't use it so much, so he wasn't careful to make a real door. Alan Zakufa, it's just sort of like hung there. Kinegata Pesach, Ukashu Poseach, Metila La'aretz. When he opens it, he just pulls it down to the ground. He takes it off and pulls it down to the ground. V'yesha Tluyos, there's some that are hanging, but they're like on the ground as well. So Adela Sheba Muksa, that's one. V'chadokim Sheba Pirtza. If these are some sort of thorns that are placed in a gap in a wall, I guess instead of a door, they would put these thorns in front. It's a protection. It's like a barbed wire. You know, you put it in front so people can't get in and out. Right? V'chadokim Sheba Pirtza. V'machatzalos. Right, and also you have these mats. I guess they would use these sort of mats instead of a door. Right, so even if these doors are tied to the doorway, so they're tied to the doorway. But however, ein nolin behen ela im kein gevolim in aretz. You can't open and close these on Shabbos. Ela im kein gevolim in aretz, unless they are suspended above the ground. Meaning, when it's not closed, I guess when you take it off, it's sort of it's still hanging in midair. Right, that seems to be the case. Okay, so yeah, right. Elim can go volume in arts, even a little bit.
Bamboo curtain would be okay.
What?
Bamboo curtain would be okay because it's connected, but it's not touching the floor.
Bamboo curtain would be okay because it's not connected.
Reeds.
Well, that's the Reeds case.
Bee doorway.
A bee doorway. Well, it's connected.
It's connected on top, like a curtain.
Mm-hmm. Right, when they're not higher from the ground, but they're dragging on the ground, you can't use them.
Right, but if they're off the ground...
Right, as long as they're connected. Well, we'll see. We'll see if you need both conditions or one condition. Okay, Uriminu, we're going to ask a stira on this brisa from what's mentioned in the Mishnah, okay? In our Mishnah, it seems to be clear that you can't use these non-permanent doors unless the delet is tied and it's hanging from the ground. It's not dragging on the ground. But the brisa says, delas hanigreris, if it's dragging. Vimachatzelas hanigreris. The kankan is some sort of plowing tool. I don't know exactly what it is. Right, the kankan, hanigra, that's dragging, bisman shekshurim, if they're tied, vitluyim, and they're hanging because of being tied, noalim they have a Shabbos, v'tzerach lom v'yantiv. And of course, you can do it on yantiv. So what's the question? According to the Braisa, as long as it's suspended, it's hanging from the doorway, then that's permitted to use, even if it drags on the ground, right? It says, delas hanigreris, it's a dragging door, Machatzelas hanigreres, right? Bisman shekishurim v'tluyim, right? No alim behem b'shabbos. I'm not. I guess they drag when you open them, so they're still dragging on the ground. But so you see, you don't need. If it's dragged, it's okay. Our Mishnah seems to indicate that it can't be dragged on the ground. It has to be above the ground. So Amar Abaye, no, he says the difference is b'sheyesh lahem tzir. The case here is that there's a hinge. I think a tzir is a hinge. There's some sort of hinge. That the hinge is proof that they use this door typically, right? And it's not just something that's used, you know, once in a while, and therefore it's not considered bona. Again, because if you use the door regularly, then it's, you know, then it's derech hashmisha b'kach. So if it has the hinge, so then it's enough. If it has a hinge, then it's enough that they just tie it, and it's suspended when it's tied, and it doesn't make a difference that it drags on the ground when you open it. And Rava Amar, you don't even need to have the hinge, right? B'shahayu lehensir, as long as it once had a hinge, then it indicates that this is a standard, typical door. Again, this is not bone, real bone. Yeah? This is just, but so you want, as long as you can make sure that not Mexican bone, it doesn't look like bone. So you have the hinge, or you once had the hinge, so that shows you that this door is a standard door. Right, Rashi says, Kishayesh lehen tzir, demucha milso the delas gemurahi, the harei hi kishura vetluya velo Mexican bone. It's already, it's tied, it's hanging on the door when it's closed. It doesn't look like bone. And Rabbi says Rashi, kishayesh lehen tzir, viapagav the hashaleke keruhu, right, the ikka, even. Even though right now there is no heker, that's a different thing. We're not going that route. We're going with the boner route. He says, as long as you had it once before, so then it looks like it's a regular door. When it looks like a regular door, you don't have the problem with mechzei kabone. That's what I said before you walked in. What's this doing here? I don't know what this is doing here. All right, and then the Miri. I'm sure the Miri talks about why this is here. I don't know what he says in the Miri.
We talked about something like that.
We barely had this in Shabbat, you know. No
thing
was about carrying.
That would have
been my daughter.
Didn't we have something like this right in the case of a shutter? Yeah, with the windows and the shutters and stuff like that. So we have to, if issues with that, that's, they talk about that. So we show them, talk about what's the difference between here. Is this not a deal with the Hilchos? Yeah, we did have that. We had it twice, or Belazar and Chachamim, about the hanging shutters. All right, Meisvei, the Esu Kashon of buying a Rava from his father's. Delas Hanigreres. Right, a dragging door. V'machat telas hanigreres. V'kankan hanigrar. B'zman sheyishlahen tzir. They have to have the tzir. U'gvoim min aretz. And they are higher than the ground. Afilu milayim, even a little bit, nolim them. Im lav ein nolim them. But if they don't have the tzir, then you can't. So now it seems to indicate that the tzir is an important component. And not only the tzir is not only by itself. We said before, but it has a tzir, it can drag. Here it says it drags and it has a tzir. Then you can use it. What's going on? I thought the tzir gets rid of the problem of it not being above the ground, not being suspended. So Abaye mitaritz l'tamei. Abaye is going to answer according to his shita. Rav mitaritz l'tamei. Abaye mitaritz l'tamei. Change it. It says not sheyesh lahen tzir. It's o sheyesh lahen tzir o shekvoim min aretz. Either one, right? If it's high, you know, it's above the ground, then, and when you leave it, if it's hanging, then it's not a problem. But or it has a tzir, then it doesn't make a difference. And Rav mitaritz l'tamei kisha hayled tzir. If it just once had a tzir, I guess you can tell that it once had a hinge on it, then that's sufficient. So Tana Rabbanan, learning the Braisa, Sochei Kotzin V'Chavilin, Shehiskan L'Pirtz Shevechotzer, Bizman Shekshurim V'Tluyim No'alim Behem B'Shabbos, V'Ein Sorech Lomar B'Yantif. So what's going on here? Again, this seems to be, if you have these branches from thorn bushes, right, and this wood that's put together to make a door, to close up a wall, when they are tied to the wall and they're suspended from it, right? Which means that they are completely suspended from the ground, they don't drag on the ground, then you can use them on Shabbos and certainly on Yom Kippur. Tanya Rebbe Chiya, Rebbe Chiya's Torah as follows. Delas almana hanigreres, literally a widow door, right? So a widow door means a widow is lacking a husband, so this door is lacking certain components. So you have this door that's missing something, we'll see what those are, right? And it's dragged on the floor. Drags on the ground. Ain't no limba. You can't close it. You can't close the opening with it. You may not close it. Fine. So hechi dami delas almana. What's a widow door? And it's very difficult to understand. Widowed. Almana. A widow door. So today, in today's day and age, we have doors are doors. So it's very different than right. So hechi dami delas almana. Ika dami dechad shifa. It only has one board. Ika dami delas le gishma. It has no crossbeam. That's the type of door, and therefore it doesn't look like a standard door. It doesn't look like a standard door, then you have these problems of opening and closing it unless it drags, you have these problems, unless it has a steer, that you have all those, you have those issues. Okay. Now we go a little bit differently. You talk about something called, you know, about bone. Not bone, related to bone, but this is an issue of ohel. You're not allowed to make, what? We don't know what it's doing here. You're not allowed to make an ohel. What? Right. Sure. Well, tomorrow, us just need to be in Europe. We
should
do anything.
So
you have
Shabbos.
Right. So Shabbos and Erev are one Masechta. That's what it is. It's one Masechta.
Everything goes in the last
paragraph. So Midaraisa, the only thing that's Usher is making what's called an Ol Kavua, a permanent structure. Right? But there's also Midarabanan, you can't do an Ol Arai. Right, an Ol Arai is basically this roof-like structure, so much, so to speak. You can't make an Ol Arai. So if the OL, the note here in the article actually does it well, so if the OL serves to protect the area from below, from the sun or the rain, one cannot put it up even, you know, by itself without any walls beneath it. You can't do anything like that. But an OL does not serve such purpose. It's prohibited only if you erect it as a as an OL. As an OL means, first you put up the walls, typically, and then you put up the roof. So you have a, if you're going to have a problem, this thing is not going to be used, right? If it's not going to be used to protect the area underneath it from the sun or the rain, then you have a way out if you build this area not in the typical fashion, which means you build the top part first, and then you build the sides, which wouldn't work for your customers. So you have to build the side, you know, typically you build the sides first. Right, it doesn't, well, somebody would be holding it. That's, these are small, yeah. These are smaller items that someone can hold the top, and you can put the side, then you can put the side things in. Okay? Well, especially a house, yeah, I don't think that would work. Okay. So fine. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Hai Midurta. There's a bonfire, right? The Midurta. So basically this thing, what it means is that you want, and probably on Yontif that you can light this. So you're setting up these logs. You know, you set up the logs and you put this way and then on top. So what setup is doing is, how do you build it? Hai Midurta, Mimala Lamatashari, to construct it from top to the bottom, that is mutter. I guess you hold this to the bottom once, then you put the cross beam on top. That is mutter. Mimata Lamala Aser. But just to build normally, to build the side ones and the top ones, that's Aser because it's OL, it looks like an OLRI, and you can't do that. V'chein Be'asa. And the same thing applies to eggs. Head with eggs. Rashi has a different. Rashi says, "Same base of the last short line, v'sader beitim ala gecholim," which I guess means to put them on a grill, right? Al kli barzah shakorim drizzle, some sort of grill. I guess you want to put. Hey, you want to build it, so you put the egg top, you hold the egg first, and then you put the things on the side, or maybe you're making the whole thing out of eggs. I don't know. You're building some sort of thing.
What?
I'm Shabbos. No, I said
on
Yontif. What's Yontif? You can do it on Yontif. All these things you're talking about, you have to be talking about Yontif. Building it. The Thayin Kidron, also with a pot. If you want to put a pot across the top of two barrels, I guess, right? You first have to hold the pot in the position, then put the two barrels on the side, and then you can hang it. The Thayin Puria, the same thing applies to some sort of bed, right? So that you put them, hold the mattress first, and then put the things on the side. You know, the horizontal part has to be held first. The Thayin Chavisa, the same thing with barrels. If you want to put one barrel on top of other barrels, so you have to be holding the first barrel first there in position, then put the other two barrels in there so that the top barrel can rest. Need more than one person to do this. Okay. You want to cook the eggs. Because you don't have a regular thing. You're building something. You're making it. So you're making the making a grill. You're making it on Shabbos. You're making it on Yontif. Right? The sader beitzim al gecholim al kli barzel shakorim griddle. So you're making this kli barzel. So don't make the side post first. Put the egg, hold the egg in position first, and then put the things. I don't know exactly how it looks. Maybe it's on the picture book what a griddle looks
why,
like.
Why is it too easy to do that?
Because you can't, because you're making OLRI. An OLRI is a temporary, what looks like a temporary structure. So typically, if you're just making it to protect what's on the inside, then you can't make it at all. If you're doing it not to protect what's on the inside for some other reason, but it looks like an OLRI, which is an OL, which is walls and a roof and a crossbeam, and if you do it in the opposite fashion, then you don't have a problem with OLRI. So you build it, typically when you build something, you build the sides and you put the top. So here you build the top and then put in the sides. So that's not a problem.
It's a big griddle to make it an OL.
Who says OLRI is so big?
OLRI
is
set as sizes.
OLRI maybe? I don't know.
Because
it's
the problem, not because you're making the outfit itself.
If you have to, of course.
So you're not allowed to build something where you have to just want to cook on it.
Right, so what you're doing is you're building this thing. You're putting up two eggs on the one egg here, one egg here, and putting the other egg on top just to cook it.
The egg is
the that's 2 days in Rashi. Rashi is 2 days, right? Rashi says, the Sadar Beitzim Ala Gecholim. Oh, al gabi shnei etzim shemakipin ze etzel ze. So tzarech la'achos beitzim biyodo ala or. V'chavro yitein ha'etzim tachtayim. And then you'll put the other things underneath, on the side to hold the egg up. That's how you want to cook. You don't have a stove. You don't have an oven. You don't have the thing. So you have the fire going underneath. So you don't want to drop the egg into the fire. It'll burn it. So you got to suspend the egg. You put these two things next on the side, and you put the egg on top to hold it. You can't do that because it's the same case as all the other ones. You can't put the two things on the side first. To hold the egg in place first, then put the two things next to it to hold it up.
You have to hold the egg there the whole time or no?
No, once it's in place, then it's done. You just have to build it in the opposite manner. You can't build it in the typical manner. That's what the Takana says. You can't build its Ohel Arai. So if you do it the opposite way, then it's not a problem.
It's not an issue of
building an Ohel Arai. So if you do it in a non-typical fashion, it doesn't get the status of Ohel Arai.
Same thing. I think this is the discussion on the umbrella.
Yeah, umbrella is a different job. If you turn the umbrella upside down, you can open it. Some people, who says that you really can't even use the umbrella? That's a different story. But we don't. The paraffin, right? No, the Yehuda has the tshuva on that. Open your ask your local competent Orthodox authority. Amaleahu mina l'Rav Yeshua. So we have Stokey in our Gemaras, but I think the Girsa makes better to be a min, because remember, Stokey wouldn't be telling that Bnei Yisrael are terrible. Stokey has different beliefs. Here's a min. So Amaleahu hahu mina l'Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. Chiddaka, you are like a thorn. Dixivbuhu, because the Navi says in Micha, Tovam kichadek. The best of you are like thorns. So Amalei, sort of Yeshua ben Chananya, says back to this min, Shatya, you fool. Shapila sefer dekra. Go look at the end of the pasuk. I quoted the beginning of the pasuk. Dixiv, the end of the pasuk says, Yashar mimsucha. That you are Yashar mimsucha. You're like a gate that protects from the thorns. That you're protective. Right, it's a maila, not a gnai. Right, it says the upright among them is better than a shelter. So this is a complimentary thing, not the complimentary pasuk, not a derogatory pasuk. So the ela mai tovam kechadek. So was it even the beginning of the pasuk, which says that the best among you are like thorns? He says no, kashem shechadakim halalu maginam ala pirtza. Just like the thorns protect an opening. Again, it's like primitive barbed wire fence. Kach tovim shabanu maginam aleilu. So too, the best among us protect us, right? We are tovim kechedek yashar mesuka. The straight among us are like the thorns that they protect. They protect the others. Dover acher. Another way to interpret this is as tovim kechedek, which means their best is like a thorn. Shem mehadkim es harishayim legehenim. That the righteous among us, they crush the wicked into gehenim. Shenemar. The pasuk says, Kumi v'doshi batzion ki karnei chasim barzel ufrasosaya chasim nechusha v'hadikot amim rabim. You know, arise and thresh doors of Zion, because your horn I will make iron, and your hoof I'll make into brass, and you'll crush many people. So he's talking about the best of the people they're going to crush. So to here, these people are tovim kechedek, is that they crush the wicked into Gehenim. Okay, there's the Agata for today. Okay. Mishnah is now going to go back and talk about something that we mentioned previously. Someone standing in one rishus, doing something, and the key is in the other rishus, and he's opening in the other rishus. So, right, this is lo yaman adam Shabbos. A person shouldn't stand for rishus hayachid. He's standing in rishus hayachid and take a key that's stand in the rishus harabim, the yiftach for rishus harabim, and open the door that's in the rishus harabim. This is Rav Meir, because he's worried that what you could typically do is you'll just take the key and drag it to you, and you'll be chayav an otzar now, because we've been having from one rishus to another rishus, right? Or the rishus harabim, take the key from rishus hayachid, the yiftach rishus hayachid. You're standing on the threshold on the outside rishus harabim. The key is, you know, on top of the doorpost. You're going to pull it down, open the door, and you open the door. You're worried about, Rav Meir says he's worried that you're going to pull the key into you, right? Elaim kain, unless you do, the person who is standing in the rishus harabim and opening it up from the Rosh Hashanah, he makes a mechitza gavoa asara tvachim. Somehow he encloses himself in some sort of mechitza, so he makes himself, he's also standing in Rosh Hashanah, right? So now he connects his Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah on the door, and then he can open it because now he's not in the Rosh Hashanah. He's
surrounded by.
He surrounds himself by, well, I guess you have the doors one side, and you have three other sides.
What? It's
a what?
Anti-rule.
Okay.
If you surround yourself and tent up, you're considered, even though.
Yeah. He's now standing with Shizayachid. It's 4x4 and 10 Tvachim is Shizayachid. So what is that? He's taller than 10 Tvachim. It's just a rabbi when he goes up 10 Tvachim. Right? Divrei Rav Meir. That's the words of Rav Meir. Rulos, they said to him, you can't be right. You can't be right that this is a worry, because I'll show you a case that it's not a worry. Right? Maisa b'shuk shel patamim in the butcher's market, Shahayi Yerushalayim. Shahayu Nolin Umanichin Esamateh Bechalon Shalgabe Pesach. So in Shuk of Yerushalayim, they would stand in Rishus Harabim and they would lock the stores, right? They would lock the stores, which were flood. I guess the door was above 10 Tzvachim, and they would leave the key in the window that's on top of the opening, which is also Shus Harabim. So he's standing in the Rosh Halayim, which is going to be a problem. Let's say it's a Rosh Hashanah. He's opening the door, taking the key, and opening the door, and it's just a Yachid. You say it's a problem, but the butchers did it in Rosh Halayim. Rav Yossi Yomer Shukshel Samarim. It was the wool market. Okay, so he's just talking about the Metzias, what the case was. It was the butcher's market, the wool market. But even because he wants to be accurate, what the story was. Combination, yeah. So you have a Shabbos combination lock. But I don't think they had Shabbos combination blocks in the times of the mission. No, I don't think so. I don't think master lock existed then. So he says, how can you say that you can't do it? You say Yerushalayim did it. So Gemara asks, what are you talking about, Yerushalayim? We said Yerushalayim is not a Rosh Hashanah. Remember, we said Yerushalayim, they close the doors at night. It's not a Rosh Hashanah. So what's the problem? Right, Rabbanon. What is Rabbanon? Amar Rav Meir Rosh Hashanah, who mahadri in hu karmelus. And they're talking about a karmelus. Yerushalayim didn't gain the status of a karmelus. That's like short to karmelus. The Ripta says that they close the doors. But he says because Yerushalayim was so big, they never made any potatoes with each other. It has this dinner of a karmelus. So it's a karmelus, not Rosh Hashanah. How you talking about Rosh Hashanah? You're answering about a karmelus. So right, the Amar Rav Barbar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Yerushalayim El Molei Belosen, and others Belayla had not been for the fact that the doors are closed at night. But remember, the doors are closed at night. Right, Chayavin Lo Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Then you'll be Chayav on Rosh Hashanah. The doors are closed at night, but it's not Rosh Hashanah. So how you addressing Rav Meir's issue? Maybe Rav Meir would say, I only hold it to be an issue if you go from one. If you do it, it would be a violation to Araisa. But from a Rosh Hashanah Yochanan to a Karmelus, that would be a violation to Rabbanan. I don't make my Gzeira. I don't have a concern. So what's the Chacham talking about? So Amar Papa, Republic is one answer. Rav doesn't give another answer. Amar Papa Kan Kodim Shnipetzu BaParatzos. Depends on when in the history of Yerushalayim we're talking about. If we're talking about the time in Yerushalayim before the Goyim came and destroyed the doors, you're right, that's a karmelus. But then, you know, that always closed at night. But la'achash and nifritzuba, once they breached the walls, well then the door, it wasn't closed every night. It was open. So if that's open, la'achash and nifritzuba, then the paratzos, that's a Rosh Hashanah. So that's what I'm talking about. You know, listen, this story must have happened after the walls were breached. And they still had no problem in the butcher's market or the wool market to take the key from one Rosh to another. It's just a Rabbin to Rosh Hashanah. You're standing Rosh Hashanah, you're taking the key and opening in Rosh Hashanah. So there was no problem. So that's a question of Rav Meir. That's one answer. Rav Amar, no. He says, Seifa Asa'on L'Sha'arei Gino. The Seifa of the Mishnah say that we're talking about, I guess, the gates to the garden. Right, the gates to the garden. Which means that there's something missing in the Mishnah. V'hachik Amar, and this is what it says. So Rav Meir says you can't be standing in the Rosh Harabim, open the door with the key from the Rosh Hashayachid. V'chein, and also, lo yam of Rosh Hashayachid, don't stand in the Rosh Hashayachid, and take your hand, and put it into the gina, and open there the door, v'yiptach v'karmelis. He adds the karmelis. Because not only can you not do the Rosh Harabim, I make from, you know, from Rosh Hashayachid to Raisa, I make my gzeir even from Rosh Hashayachid to Ravana. And then they said to him, right, he says, "V'chein lo yam rishus hayachid v'yiftach b'karmelus, v'karmelus v'yiftach rishus hayachid el im kain asa mechitza k'vol ma'aser tovachim de Rav Meir." We're just adding in the Mishnah that Rav Meir does say that you may not make this take it back and forth in the rishus the rabbanim. Tomorrow later, we're going to see that Rav Meir is going to be chozer from this. Rulos, the Chacham say, "Listen, I don't know. Maybe you're right about rishus the araisa, but rishus the rabbanim. We clearly have a case in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was a karmelus." And these people in the butcher's market were standing in the karmelus, taking the key to the Rosh Hashanah and opening the door. Right? Armelo, Maisa Beshuk Shapatam Shai Bishlaim, Shai Noelim, Umeinichin Esamatepa Chalon Shagabia Pesach, Rabbi Yossi Yom Shukshal Tzmarim Haya. So they were standing in the karmelus, and they would take the key, and they would lock the door. Right? They would lock the door. The door was clearly above 10 Tvachim. They'd take the key from above 10 Tvachim. It's a Rosh Hashanah. And then they would lock the door and put it back there. And they weren't concerned. They weren't concerned about your takana.
How about you attach a string to it?
We'll see about strings in a minute. So Tana Rabbanan, because then you don't have the, it depends on the string, because then you don't have the problem of you don't have the concern. Yeah. So Tana Rabbanan, Pischei Sha'arei Gina, Bizman Sheish, I'll read the whole thing. So Pischei Sha'arei Gina, Bizman Sheish, Nevei Sha'ar Mivnim, Posech, Vano Mivnim, Bachutz, Posel, Vano Bachutz, Mikan Makan, Posech, Vano Mikan Makan, Eilhem, Lolokan, Lolokan, Asurin, Kan Makan. That's the Raisa. So you have these openings to the gardens. So this is the opening to the garden that separates the garden. Remember, the garden is a karmelus. It's separating the karmelus from the Shusarabim. And typically what they would do is they would put the lock, the lock on the door here would be above 10, would be above 10 tvachim from the karka, and it would also be the lock itself. It was a big thing. It would be 4x4 tvachim. So the lock itself, right? So the lock itself is rishus ayachid. It's big enough. It's rishus ayachid. It's above 10 tvachim from the ground. It's 4x4. That's rishus ayachid. No, it's 4x4. If it's smaller than 4x4, then it becomes a makom tur. So it's bigger, so it becomes its own rishus ayachid. So now, bisman sheyesh lehem beis shar. If you have the small house, right, the beis shar, a small house around the opening mibifnim, it's on the inside of the gina, right? So then poseach with no mibifnim. So you can open and close it from the inside because you're standing in rishus ayachid and you're opening a rishus ayachid. Okay, mibachutz. If this beis shar is on the outside, poseach with no mibachutz. Same thing. You can open and close from the outside. Mikan, mikan. If there's one on the inside, one on the outside, you have no problem. Poseach with no mikan, mikan. Because what's that? You're opening a rishus ayachid and you're standing in rishus ayachid. So you don't have the problem. Ein lehem lo lekan lo lekan. If he doesn't have one or the other, right? The sharagina by itself is what separates. The gate itself is what separates between the kamos and the shusarabim. Then asurim, you may not open mikan lemikan. Because now, what's the problem? When the key is in above the lock, it's in rishus ayachid, and you're standing in the kamos. So according to Rameir, that's a problem. Because that's just his problem. So the Gemara says, okay, v'chein chanuyos. Now this brisa seems to switch things around. It's a little difficult. I'm not going to ask about it. V'chein chanuyos. You have these stores, storefronts, which we're assuming are karmelis. Because it says v'chein. So just like the gino is a karmelis, so too these are karmelis. V'chein chanuyos ha-pesuchos to Rosh Hasharabim. That are open to the Rosh Hasharabim, and you want to open them on Shabbos. Bizman shahamanul limata me'asara. So if the lock is lower than 10 tvachim, so it has the same din, it's a karmelis. Maybe mafteach me'er Shabbos me'nicho biskopa. You can take the key on Erev Shabbos, leave it on the threshold, right? On this, that's above 3 tvachim, right? Put it on the threshold, which is a karmelis. And then lemachar poseach le'noel, umachzir liskopo. And then you can put it back. Right, ubizman shehamanu lemala me'asara, but if the lock is above 10 tvachim, and therefore it's a susa yachid, right, so then what do you do here? So you can't take the mafteya from the skopa to open it, because it's going from a karmel to a susa yachid, so what do you do? Mevi mafteya from Erev Shabbos.
Why is it above 10 tvachim is rishus ayachid? It's not big enough. You say it's 4x4 in this case? Or you're assuming it is?
I think the assumption. It doesn't say it. It's the assumption. Because if it wasn't, it's still a karmelis. Then it's the same case as above. It is mancha manu lumala me'asara, and therefore it's rishus ayachid, right? I guess later on also they'll tell us how wide it is. It has to be, you know, later on the rice. Again, the rice is very unclear. Correct.
So why is he bothering
to lock it? Yeah, he's hidden. There's a hiding spot there. Huh? It's a hiding spot there. I don't know. Maybe they lock it not for people to break in. They lock it that animals don't break in or something like that. Yeah, I mean, right, what's the case? There was a door. The case of the octopus that can open the door. The octopus can put its hand in and open the door.
Yeah, through the window.
Right through.
That's right.
So what does he do? Maybe Mafteach me'Erev Shabbos. He takes the key in Erev Shabbos. So Minichu b'Manul. He puts it on top of the lock. And Lamachar, tomorrow he can stay on the Yiskopa. Who poseach v'Noel Machzir Makoma. One second. So he's standing in the Rishus. He's standing there. He's taken from the Karmelis. Divrei Rav Meir. It's weird because now Rav Meir says that you can, which is we see that Rav Meir was closer. The Chachamim Omrim. The Chachamim say, Af bizman shehamanul lemalam yasar tvachim. Even if the lock is above 10 tvachim. Maybe Mateach on Erev Shabbos, so that's a Rishus Ayachid. So you can bring the Mateach on Erev Shabbos, Umeinicha Biskopa, put it on the Karmelis, and Lemachar Poseach Venoel Umasin Lemakomo. You can open and close it and put it into the, and put it back into the Karmelis, or Bechalon, you can leave it on the window, Shalgabi Pesach, which is above the opening, in, right, but I guess it has to be smaller than 4 Tvachim, therefore it's a Makom Ptur, but Im Yesh Bechalon Abar Abba, if it's Arba Abar Tvachim, it's Rishus Ayachid, Aser, if they should call Moshe Mishus Rishus, because it's taken from one Rishus to the other Rishus. That's the Brisa, very difficult, confusing Brisa. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Mi Deka Amar, from the fact that the Brisa says, V'chein Chanuyos, so it's comparing the Chanuyos to what we saw in the ratio of the Brisa. The ratio of the Brisa is talking about the Gina, which is a Karmelis, so Mashma from here, We're talking about over here where the iskopa, right? The threshold to get to the store is a karmelis, right? That would be an iskopa that's above, that's between 3 and 10 tefachim and 4 by 4 tefachim. And four, that's between, the height is between 3 and 10, and its width is 4 by 4. So it becomes a karmelis. So Gemara asks, wait a second. So hai manul, so this lock that we're talking about the iskopa where he's standing is a karmelis. So where's the lock? So hai manul hechidami. If the manul is so small that it doesn't have 4 tefachim, then the manul, the lock, is a makom p'tur. The lock is a makom p'tur. So why would Rav Meir answer to be metalto from the iskopa to the manul, right? If it's going to a makom p'tur, that's not a problem. So the e is be arba, so it must be that it has arba, right? It's 4 by 4 tefachim, and if it's also 10 tefachim higher than the hot up, so then it's a rishus hayachid. So wait a second, but how lame Rabbanon, so why the Rabbanon say that you have a problem? Rabbanon don't make the gzeira of going from the Carmelist to the Rishus HaYachid with the key. Right? Afbiz man shamanul, but how lame Rabbanon, Rabbanon should say, afbiz man shamanul limala meyasara mevi mateach me'er Shabbos, umeinicho b'iskopa, you can bring the key on Erev Shabbos, leave it on the iskopa, lemachar tomorrow, poseach v'no'ol matzil iskopa, ol l'chalosh agavi Pesach. Right? Now come etaltel. Oh, no, wait a second. I'm saying it again. So if it is 4 tefachim, so therefore it's a Rishus HaYachid, so how can the Rabbanon say that you can do this? Right? Is that the question? If that's the case, what's he doing here? He's taking the key mina karmelis from Rishus HaYachid.
Right.
Forget the gzeira. He's actually taking the key from one Rishus to another Rishus. What's going on here? He's saying if the case is that the lock is a Rishus HaYachid and the key is in the Rishus, the key is on the iskopa. So then you're taking from the iskopa, putting into the Rishus HaYachid, which is a problem. They over the Malach of the Rabbanon of carrying from a Carmelis into Rishus HaYachid. So how can that be the case? So Amar Abayi says, no, La'olam de'ein bo arba. The lock doesn't have arba bar tefachim, therefore it's a makom p'tur. Right? V'yesh bo lachok u'lahashlimo li'arba. But it has an area around it where you can carve out to make it 4 by 4. You can carve it out. But Baha Pligi, and this is the machlokes between Rav Meir and Chachamim, whether or not you view that card, we saw that also we saw the same machlokes with the mezuzah, with the arched doorway, right? You say, can you carve it out? The Rav Meir sabra choking lahashlim, so we view the part that can be carved out as if it's carved out, and therefore this area has 4 by 4 tefachim and Rishus HaYachid, and then you have the problems of bringing from the Carmelis into the Rishus HaYachid. The Rabbanan sabri ain't choking lahashlim. We don't. And therefore, since, look at the right now, the manul itself is not 4 tefachim, it's a makom p'tur that can take from the Carmelis and put it there. Is the question? Otherwise, you don't understand the brisa. I'm going to say the brisa anyway. But otherwise, you don't understand the brisa. So Amar Rabbeve Barabaye. Rabbeve Barabaye says, Shmami no mehomas nisa tlas. You can learn from this brisa 3 things. Shmami no, you can hear from here, according to Rav Meir, chokin mahashlam. Now we have this concept that you view it as if it is dug out. Because the whole reason why he says you can't take the mafteach from the iskopa, which is above 10 tefachim, is because we're viewing the lock as a Rishus HaYachid. So then you go from a Kamas to Rishus HaYachid. Even though itself isn't for, even though itself, as it is now, it's a makom p'tur, but since it has room to be dug out, I don't know, maybe it has a picture in there, I don't know. Even though it has room to be dug out, you view that as it's already dug out. That's what we learn in Shmami Nun number 2. Hadabe Rav Meir Sha'aregina. Rav Meir must have been chozer from what he said before about the Sha'aregina. Because by the case of the Sha'aregina, we said that he has the same isser about Rishus Deoraisa, that you can't stand in one Rishus and stick your hand into the other Rishus and then open the door. And then we said, oh, also to my Gina, the Carmelis. But we see from here, we're going to be talking about the case here, is a Carmelis. And he's allowing you to go from one, to the other, right? It says over here, he says over here, yeah, the case was, you had these chanuyos hapasuchos l'rishus harabim, the manul is below asara, maybe mafteach from Erev Shabbos, umeinicho b'iskopa, right? You can and ulamachar, you can stand on the iskopa and stick your hand in the poseach v'noel umachzir la iskopa. Because all you're doing is going from the carmelist back and forth.
He's talking about the point that he agreed was when the woman was on top of the lock. He stuck his hand in, was on top of the lock, pulled it out, opened the lock, and put it back on top.
Say again?
I thought the case that we argued 2 minutes ago was where he had he was on top of the lock. He was outside, he puts his hand in.
No, that's a different story. That was one case. The case that was talking about. The two cases, aren't there two cases? No, he's closer from the top case because it says Chanus, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says Lamachar Poseach Umenichal Yiskopa. He says Lekamim Meforish Mehachar Shemim Dahar Debei Rav Meir Mishari Gina Velo Gazar BeOmer Rishus Harabim Shlo Yitalta BeKarmos. Why the high Yiskopa, right? It's Karmos he. The Rechava Dal VeEinu Yud Ukishenota Mafteach Misham. He takes the Mafteach from the Yiskopa VeHu Omed Rishus Harabim Umolicho Derech Avir HaYiskopa and he transfers it through the Yiskopa. L'minol she'al gabav l'mata me'asara, which is below 10 tefachim, kametalto mi'karmelus l'karmelus. Right, then he's carrying from one karmelus to another karmelus. Below gazer of meyer shema yavieno etzlo chutz lo ovei ha'iskofa. Remember, he's standing in the Rishus
HaRabim. Yeah, but, okay, so he's talking about the case where it's two different Rishus, even though they're both karmelus.
Right, but you're standing in Rishus HaRabim, you're sticking your hand into the karmelus, and you're opening the karmelus, and you're putting it back down in the karmelus. So originally we said that he'd have a problem with that because maybe you'll bring it from the Carmelus into the Rishus HaRabim. But now we're saying it's not a problem because he's letting you do that.
No, but he's not doing that. He's doing it in the case of Carmelus and Carmelus.
Exactly. That's our case now we're talking about.
Okay,
so he's doing it in the case of Carmelus and Carmelus, so he doesn't have a problem with that. Originally we said it is a problem because he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim and you're afraid he's going to pull it from the... What?
Right,
you're afraid he's going to pull it. But here we say, no, he's not making the Zerah. He only makes the Zerah if from Rishus HaRabim, if you're standing with Rishus HaRabim, he's sticking your hand into the Rishus HaYachid and opening Rishus HaYachid. That's number two that we learn. And Ushma Minami the Rabbanan, and we learn from here from the Rabbanan that Isil Rav Dimi, that we hold like Rav Dimi. What's the case of Rav Dimi? Again, the Rav Dimi's case was let's read it. The Chiyasa Rav Dimi, Amram Rav Yochanan, Makum Sheimbo Arba Alaba. So you have something that does not have four Tvachim and four Tvachim, meaning it's a Makum Ptur. Mutlu of Ne Rishus HaRabim, Vilu of Ne Rishus HaYachid, Lichate Talav. People standing with a rabbin, people standing with a yachid, they can both put things on, right? However, you can't use it as a transfer port. You can't. The Rishus HaYachid people can't put it down. Then the Rishus HaRabim people take it off, right? Ubavach lo yachlifu. You're not allowed to switch, right? So how do we learn that from over here? So from Chalivah Chacham, you say that what happened here, what happened was is. So which case are they talking about now? You learn from the Chachamim. That the chafetz that got to the Carmelist, to the Makom Ptur, what's the case? Isla Ravdimi da Amar Ovadi Achlito. So which case are we talking about? Right, the Chachamim said it was Usr to take the key after you locked it, that was the Makom Ptur, and put it onto the window, which was Rosh Hashayachet, right? You took the key, right, so you couldn't put it onto the window. You took the key from the Carmelis. You opened the Makom Ptur, and then you can't put it back on the window. You can't put it back on the window, which is a yachid. You have to bring it back into the Carmelis. You can't put it on the window. So the Carmelis, that would be taking, anyone can use the Makom Ptur. So the Carmelis, you're taking from the Carmelis, putting it into the Makom Ptur, and if the Makom Ptur, it's a yachid. You can't do that. You have to bring the key back into the Carmelis. So that's the same thing as, that's the same din as Rav Dimi. You can't go, even though that area is a Makom Ptur, you can't go from one Rishus, put it on there, and then put it into a second Rishus. It only goes back into the Rishus where it originally came from. Okay. Next. Nager, sheyesh berosho glustera. So you have this sort of bolt, right? This sort of bolt or a peg, right? That has on its head a glustera. It's some sort of knob. So it looks like a kli, right? So basically, the problem over here is that if you put this bolt into the door, it looks like bone. But the more the bolt looks like a kli, then it's more indicative of the fact that that's not going to be there permanently. That's not there for that usage. It's a kli, and therefore it's not bone. It's not going to see the bone. No, you're not building a kli. You're using this kli to complete something else. What? Not makapadish bone. They're not so far apart, right? That's the nager, right? That's the nager right? Nagir sheish brusa gusaroi. So he says here a bolt that has a knob on its end. Okay, so you're trying to, you're going to wedge this hole, you're going to wedge it into a hole, right, to keep a door in place. You're going to wedge it into a hole. So Rabbi Lezer Oser, Rabbi Lezer says it's Oser, and Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi matches it. Why Rashi Rabbi Yossi Matir? The Torah's kli alav, mishum glustra, below mechsi kibone. It doesn't look like bone, because you're using this thing that sort of has a sort of mortar pestle on it you can use to crush. It's not something that's considered it's not a bone. So you may put it into the jam it into the door to close it up. And Amar Rabbi Eliezer says, wait a second, I'll prove to you that it's usher. Why? Maisa b'knesa shebetveria. You had the shul in Tveria. Shenahayu nohagim bo. They would nohagim bo heter. They would take this nager with the glustra, and they would jam it to lock up the door. Acheba Rabbi v'azakenim v'asru lahem. Then Rabbi Gamliel and the Gazakenim came to Tveria and said, what are you doing? It's usher. It's clear eye against you. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you got the story wrong. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Isser nohagu ba. They were knowing Isser, and they wouldn't do it. And Rabbi Gamliel said, why are you being knowing Isser? It's mutter. The fascinating Tosos over here. Tosos says, how is it possible if someone has a minog of Isser, and you can come and tell him, it's mutter? You're not allowed to do that. He says, v'im tomer. V'ha'am mina b'dadar and perak el nadar. We learn it in the dar and daf pe aleph. And perak makam shenagu. We learn it again in Pesachim, in about 50 some odd days. We'll learn this. Dvarim hamutarim. If something is mutter, and others say, have a minhag about that to do an usher, you can't mock her in front of them.
Maybe it depends
on the person. Well, it depends. He's a greater person than
the person.
No, he says, now let's do it. What, they have a minhag about, they have a minhag not to do something. They have a
minhag.
So Gemara says, that's the only time we now say it's mutter. These guys know. These guys, we're machmir on ourselves. We know what the halach is, and we're being machmir. You can't walk in and tell them, what you're doing is wrong. You know, nowadays, people wait a long time. Let's say in times of the Gemara, people wouldn't wait 6 hours or 5 hours between meals. The guy says, you know, we're machmir. We know. We don't have to wait so long. Why are you waiting 6 hours, you fools? That's not the halacha. You can't do that. That they know. That's the minhag. However, aval im machmir machmas tos. If they're machmir because they made a mistake that they think this is the rule, and they think this is the rule, mutar lahatir b'fneihem. Then you are permitted to tell them, well, what you're doing is wrong. This is mutter. You're paskin wrong. If they know what they're doing and they're just making a chumr upon themselves, fine, you can't say anything. But they don't know what they're doing, and they don't know what they're doing, and they think that they can't just say, oh, you're allowed to. Doesn't mean they have to listen to you, but you're allowed to tell them what they're doing is incorrect, and they're permitted to do it. You know. I'm machmir on myself not to set the table on Shabbos. Why? It's cool. You know, you're allowed to set the table. Tell it to your kids. No. Can't set the table on Friday night for Shabbos.
Or
eat gavroch. I don't think that's. Well, if somebody is some gavroch is a different thing. Gavroch is a different thing.
Uh-oh.
Most different thing. Okay. Because those who eat gavroch. We'll tell the people don't eat gavroch that it's the second category in Tosos. Because
after Shabbos,
gavroch is a different thing. Okay. So now, the Gemara go to York. What you talked about before was about with the string. You know, what's the story with the string? Because the string makes it look like it's not going to be put there permanently. So benital be igudo, if it's this nagia, this peg is used with a string attached to it that you can. Pull the string and it comes out. Kule amalo plili. Nobody's going to argue that it's mut. Say it's usher. It's mutter to use this. Why? Because since it's tied to the string, that proves that this kli belongs to the door. If it belongs to the door, as long as it belongs to the door, that's mutter. Because that's you're allowed to close the door. You're allowed to lock your door on Shabbos. If it's proved that this kli belongs there, right? Then you're allowed to do that. So therefore, the key proves it's almost like a key. The string proves it's almost like a key, and therefore be mutter, right? Rashi says, "Benito be egado," right? Kishu kasher v'toli v'chelos shokayama v'royel etatal ayado oso chevel v'enu nifsak v'daim. It's not going to rip. Kuli amalo pligi d'shari the kevon the kasher v'toli yofe mucha milsa lin olkai. This is a lock. The low mechsik abone. It's not like bonus. It's a regular door. Keep ligi. When's their machlokas? I guess it's tied by a string, right? Shechevel dak, Rashi says. It's a very thin. Vim hayarutze litlo misham vilitalklo ayde osachovo miyan nifsak. If you want to yank it by the string, it's going to rip. Right? So it's going to rip. So therefore, Rav Elazar Sabar came in the eno nito bi'igudo hayvele kimishenu kosher. So if we can't pull it, it's as if it's not tied. If it's not tied, then what you're doing is you're jamming this thing in there, and it looks like Mexicabona. Another Bryce Mishnah, we're going to see that this peg that's not tied, you can't lock the door with it. And this, so same, this is the same thing, if it's not tied. What about the glustra, that you have the thing on the you said the, what we call the glustra again? The knob, right? The knob-like thing on it, right? Mishum glustra lo shari lei, it doesn't matter. It's Rabbi Yossi Sabar glustra mahani lei. The glustra itself is enough of a proof that it's the cave and the kli who lo having a binyan. It's the kli, it's not considered a binyan. That's because it's a kli, you're not being born in with the kli. So he says, even though the string is gonna be ripped, then you can still use this this knob with the glustra on it. Okay. Tomorrow we're gonna continue more about locking the door with the peg. Okay.
It looks like a